The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into the fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. So St. Mark in this passage gives a very vivid accounting of this story. Very easy for us to imagine this taking place, and sometimes it's good for us just to put ourselves in that story as we imagine it taking place as it unfolded, and putting ourselves in the different characters of the story to see how we would have responded and where is our heart being moved. And there's lots to meditate upon here. Lots of revelation about the person of Jesus. He says something so important. Everything is possible to the one who has faith. And so maybe we can just ask ourselves, reflect today, do I have faith? What does that mean? You know, faith being more than just this intellectual assent, this acknowledgement of what is true and what the church teaches, more than just taking a test and answering the questions. But faith is this entrusting of ourselves to the person of Christ and all that he teaches and all that he presents to us. It's surrendering my self-will, my self-determination into the person of Christ. And perhaps we can take some comfort, some solace in the Father's response, "I do believe. Help my unbelief," so that we don't become deterred or saddened by the fact that our faith is not yet perfect, that sometimes we doubt, sometimes we question. You know, we just like this father did, we go to Jesus in those moments and ask him for his grace. You know, in our baptism, we say that we receive the gift of faith. But maybe to be more specific, we say we receive the capacity for faith. Because of our baptism, we're able to believe. But it requires this ongoing, active entrustment of ourselves to Christ so that the act of faith, this true virtue of faith, can grow and deepen and really prosper within us. I mean, the opening prayer, everything by word and deed is for the Lord. And maybe we can test ourselves when we look at the responsorial psalm. And do the precepts of the Lord give joy to my heart or not? When I think about what Jesus teaches and what the scriptures give us and what the church teaches, does it bring joy to my heart or not? A very simple question. And that's where we say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Because it's only in the teachings of Jesus made known to us through the church that we can be truly happy, that we can have true joy, that we can really come to live the life that Christ has called us to live. And when we do that, this is when Christ takes us by the hand and raises us up to live in the fullness of life, the fullness of joy. So as we continue in this Mass, as we approach the Holy Eucharist, we pray, we beg for an increase in faith. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.